Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wickman. In the house, oh my gosh, we got lots of people in the house. Randy is off camera. He's actually substituting in case one of us
go down.
Yeah, one of us go down. And we don't have enough nourishment, you know, we haven't eaten enough crappie. He's gonna jump right in. But Cameron and Bethany White are here, and also someone who has not been on the podcast show but is famous for crappie fishing and all things crappie on Beaver Lake out in Pennington is here, and so it's pretty cool to have him here. We're going to literally right now, I have someone sneaking into his boat taking the waypoints off his graphs, so I have to keep him here for about 30 minutes before we can release him.
That's right.
Sure. Trust me, I've had people try to buy my waypoints.
What's cool is you have a big party that's going to happen, but tell us about it. Tell us the name of it.
Yeah. So it's the White Fish Fry. It started about 10 years ago. The sponsors, we felt like being anglers to give back to our sponsors. They're the ones that support us. So instead of doing this or that on social media back then, we wanted to bring everyone together for a fish fry. So we started it 10 years ago, and I think we started with about 50 people. And yeah, over the last 10 years, it's grown and grown. You went to it last year.
Yep.
There's 300 to 400 or 500 people. And go ahead.
No, yeah, that's about that. Yeah, it's grown, and we've been blessed, and we, you know, like to invite. Cameron really likes to invite just about everyone, but
everyone,
our sponsors, friends, family, and it's just a good time.
That's what it says on your brochure. Bring other friends, friends of friends.
Yeah, if you've met Cameron, you know. Yeah.
No, we have a good time though. But the best thing was last year, it sort of opened our eyes. Brian Trollinger, which everyone knows, he fished with me. He had a stroke. He got in desperate need as far as his health. So one way we thought we could repay as a community was do a fundraiser for Brian. And this is where these guys stepped up. Unbelievable last year. We raised, I think it was
8,000 maybe.
It's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, quite a bit.
It's $8,000 to $10,000. So after that event, it really got us thinking as a whole. Al and his whole team at the Elks Lodge put on a big event.
Yes.
Right.
We've been doing our fish fry. It started real small. We did it twice the first year. Been doing it for 5 years. The one coming up in April that we're going to have, it'll be our 6th year to do it. We raised over $43,000 for homeless veterans and any veteran that's in need. And right, it's all the 100% of the money goes to our veterans right here in Northwest Arkansas. So, I mean, it makes me feel good, and I know it makes Cameron and Bethy feel good. Put our hearts in the right place, and our veterans have served. I mean, they sacrificed it all.
Yeah,
100%.
So talk about the money part of this. There's to get in, there's a fee to get in, there's different costs for adults, children, and then also the silent auction.
Yeah, so kind of just piggybacking on that, we just noticed last year that like it was such a success that we wanted to kind of continue using that platform of our fish fry to give back. So veterans are what we're doing this year. We're going to do $5 for children and $10 for adults, just to get in, and all you can eat crappie.
Right.
We do fries, hush puppies, onions, the whole shebang. And then we will have a silent auction. Kind of picked that up from Alton's, their fish fry event at the Elks. So we'll do that. What else? People usually bring like a side or whatever if they'd like. And then we do all the things. We have a petting zoo. We have inflatables for the kids. We'll do a cornhole tournament, live band. So we try to go all out and put on a good show.
Yep. And this year, the best part about it, so that money that's going in to admission and the silent auction, half of that is going back to them and half of it's going to Operation Freedom Outdoors.
Right.
So not only, we've never charged a dime ever to get in this event.
Right.
And that was sort of for us to get over that hump, like, how do we create money? And right. that's the easiest way we came up with, all right, we'll charge an emission with 100% of that emission going back, 50% right. to the homeless vets, then 50% back to Operation Freedom Outdoors. So we want to leave a mark as far as in our community. That's where we want to give back as a couple.
Okay, so the silent auction, is that the items that you have listed on the Facebook page yep. that talks about some of the guide trips and things mm-hmm. like that? Is that what the silent auction items are?
Yes.
Can you give us a couple of those items?
Yeah. So we have a couple guide trips, like you mentioned. We have River Rat Guide Service by Cody Usry. He's donating uh-huh. a trip. Zing is hooked on fishing. He's donating a trip.
Mark Joseph out of Greer's Ferry.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple more guide trips. We have Arky Lures is donating some product. 1039 Fishing is donating.
ACC Crappie Sticks.
Alton is actually donating some things for it. Maple Rugs actually just donated a bunch of rugs, like indoor rugs of different right. sizes and whatnot. It's different, but it's really cool. Just another, you know, person in the community just wanting right. to give back as well. But
and it's just not all fishermen going to the event exactly. too, right? So
exactly,
you know, it could something be someone's wife
yes,
that's
absolutely.
Looking for rugs could be the bidder on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any cool stuff?
I mean,
Are you putting some of his fishing lures like in it
no,
so
no,
he
no,
doesn't
no.
know?
No,
like,
no, no,
oh,
no.
he never uses that pole. I'm just let's see, rain jacket he bought, didn't use. Guess what?
Yeah, no, he'll be save all that stuff.
Well, no. Cameron's actually really good about giving away things. So he actually is really good about that. So he'll clear out the boat here and there. There's a kid or a friend or someone just getting back into fishing.
We've gave a lot to some different kids that have just started picking up fishing. So nothing like giving them a big box and their eyes getting that big.
Right.
Like, this is for me. Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah, so cheers. He's pretty good about that. But I think I know that there were a couple other I'm going to try to get my mother-in-law. Last year,
yes.
she donated a home-cooked meal. Like you could choose out of a couple options or whatever, but she cooked a meal and we auctioned off that. And
wow.
She's an amazing cook, so I'm going to sneak her back in there for one of those, too.
We've had some of our sponsors reach out already. So, hey, we want to donate to both organizations. So that's a big blessing. Not only do they support us, they're going to support these guys, you know. So that's a big deal for us with our sponsors.
Yeah, a lot of local, so like Trade Pro Plumbing, they're going to not only they are going to donate something for the silent auction, but they're also just going to write a donation check to both organizations and a little extra. So we're very blessed with our local community just wanting to chip in, and it's an amazing cause. I mean, what more could you ask for? These people, like you said, gave it all. So it's the least we can do.
Is Lainey Wilson, I heard there's a rumor that Lainey Wilson was going to perform there, or is that just a rumor that I started?
You probably started that rumor. I don't know that we could afford her, but we would definitely welcome her if you want to.
I'll kind of reach out to her. Like, I'll hit some digits and we'll see what we can come up with. It may not be Lainey, it may be Craney Wilson.
Yeah.
So it may not be exactly what you are expecting, but
we'll let you handle that part.
Oh, there you go. So so you're doing all that. Let's tell us when that happens, though. Time, date?
September 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come and go as you want. You don't have to stay the whole time. Do it however you'd like. We'll start serving at 11 a.m.
Right.
And then it'll be in Elm Springs, actually, at our house. We have some land out there, so
outside?
Yep. Yes, all
so
outdoors.
Dependent on that weather.
Yeah, dependent on that weather.
Yes.
It hasn't rained in like 3 months. So let's just say September 26th, it better not rain.
Yeah, it threw us a curveball
last year. Whoa, last year it stormed.
We had a movie inside. Yeah. But we adapted to it.
I mean, it was cool.
Local business that said, hey, we got a building.
Right.
And use it for the fish fry. And it worked out great.
We just couldn't bring in the animals
outdoor.
Last year.
Yeah.
So we like the outdoor just... You know, obviously, so we can bring in the petting zoo.
Then on our Facebook page, you'll see where the parking is. That's one of the biggest obstacles when you get so many people coming to there. So we got an area that's designated for handicapped veterans. Then the main parking lot, we live by a church, and they've got a huge parking lot. So you can park there and walk over.
Yep. And you can find the Facebook pages, White's Annual Fish Fry.
Okay. All right. So that works. Tell us more about what you do with the veterans there.
Well, our Fayetteville Springdale Elks Club is 1987, the number. And my wife and I, we've been members for 9 years. And like I said, for 5 years, we've been doing the fish fry. What we do with the money, Johnny Hutchison's over the organization and getting in touch with the people that from the VA. Call him, say, we've got a need. We've got a veteran that needs utilities paid. They need groceries. Whatever the need is, they contact Johnny. In 2 days, they have him a check written back to the VA, and it goes right back to the veterans. We take care of them.
That's amazing.
All right. Give us an example of something that you guys have been able to accomplish.
Well, I know there was a need. It went before the board. There was a need for clothing, underwear, socks, and we approved like $13,000 to go to that fund. Uh-huh. And then Johnny goes out and buys all the needs.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the $13,000 or whatever it was. I'm saying $13,000. Yeah. Might have been $10,000. Might have been $7,000. I can't remember. I was there at the meeting. My memory, I'm too old to memorize everything. But, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how we can take care of our veterans locally in Northwest Arkansas. This is just not Fayetteville, Springdale. This is Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
So if they got a need, all they got to do is contact the VA. Uh-huh. And the liaison at the VA contacts Johnny, and then the process goes.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be right if we didn't get a fishing tip, because you guys caught all these crappie to bring them in. Give us one fishing tip.
One fishing tip?
Yeah.
Fish in the wintertime. It's a lot cooler. That's my tip today.
Yeah, today. That's every day for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Except for September 6th or September 26th, that's when right. It finally rains.
We'll put them in the bath.
Bethany, what's your tip? Make someone load and unload the boat beside you.
I have actually gotten really good at backing up.
Have you? Yes, there you go.
I would say Cass using that 7 foot 1039 rod.
7 foot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those 1039 rods are where it's at.
All right. Elton?
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah, you got to have a tip too, dude. You're out there fishing half these crappie that everyone's eating. They've been caught by you probably to start with. So, and Randy.
Yeah. I've been crappie fishing for a long time. Long time. Been doing it a long time. My best tip that I can tell you is, I used to fish with a short pole cast. I don't anymore. I use a 14-foot B&M rod.
Yeah.
And I fish brush piles. And, of course, you know I've got all my waypoints. I've got over 2,000 waypoints, brush piles. On beaver?
Goodness.
So if somebody's on my brush pile, I'll go to another one. But if a fish is beside the brush pile, I'll reach out there and try to catch it. Roaming beside it, but I'm not chasing like Cameron and Bethany.
Open water. Yeah.
We're open water fishermen.
But you give me a brush pile, I'm home.
There you go.
But another thing too, let me give you one more tip.
All right.
Go get you a Bobby Garland, Swim R, and a Glow Monkey Milk, and go fishing.
All right. Well, that's pretty specific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And stay away from that right over there. That's my hole. Mine and
I know your holes are.
Mine and Elton's hole. We're right over here.
I know it's a race. Right out here.
I see you here, and then I see me here, and then I see me here. And I'm like, well, he's going to that one. He's going to that one. Yes, so that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So make sure you check them out. Of course, they have a lot of lures for crappie fishing. Check them out at picolures.com. Also, B&M Poles. B&M Poles has a complete line of rods you can do all kinds of fishing with the rods they have. They have everything from trout to crappie to saltwater and, of course, catfish, which is now the big thing. Everyone's going catfishing down there in Mississippi. So they have a whole line of that. So check them out at bnmpole.com. Tell us again what time it's going to be and where it's at.
Yep, 11 o'clock on September 26th at our house, which is 208 Elm or School Street, and that's in Elm Springs, Arkansas.
I was glad you didn't give them my address. I was like, whoa.
If it rains, they'll be out here. We'll do an alternate. Yeah. Right on the deck.
Right. Yeah, right on the deck. Ooh, not enough people. All right. And tell them if they just wanted to donate, they want to be part of it. Well, is there a phone number that they can contact you at? Call the Elks?
Call the Elks Club.
And ask for?
Anybody, any of the front desk or whoever's working there,
all right.
Contact me at 479-799-4678. I'd be glad to help.
All right, there you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.
I use Pico heads, jig heads. I didn't put that in there.
Oh, yeah, he did.